There's a verse I've loved to speak about. It's found in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. I want you to think about it with me again today. Here's what it says. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Check out the aisles in your local grocery store, and I think you're going to notice something really interesting. You can learn a lot about human nature from how much space different sorts of products are given on the display case. Why is it, for example, that chips and soft drinks control some of the largest pieces of real estate in a grocery store, followed closely by alcohol? Is there a reason that the unhealthiest stuff in the store takes up the most room? Now, to be fair, I should probably mention that grocery store layout is a big-time science in the retail industry. There are people who spend their entire careers trying to figure out how to lay out products in the display case to maximize profits and encourage you to spend more. That's one of the reasons why most of the profitable stuff is at eye level and easy to reach, while things like dark rush and rye bread are hard to reach way up on the top shelf. But marketing doesn't account for everything. It might help the store with placement, but it still doesn't explain why the junk food takes up so much space. That just might have something to do with demand. After all, why stock so much junk if people weren't buying it? Take a trip overseas sometime. Go to a developing country, and I think you'll notice that potato chips don't take up half the space in the village market that they do here at home. Of course, there's just less of everything in some of those countries, but I'm sure you get my point. Our grocery stores are full of junk food because that's what we want. It's a reflection of our appetites and passions. Now, take that same principle to your home and do another interesting experiment. Go to your bookshelf, your CD or movie collection, and your internet browser's history button, and ask yourself which subjects take up the most space. It can be kind of a painful exercise, so be sure to fight your urge for denial and be perfectly honest about it. I think you're going to be in for a bit of a surprise. What you tend to feed your mind with is usually what you're passionate about. And if you find that you have a disproportionate amount of material that's not really the best for growing character, maybe it's time to reassess your priorities. Because after all, what you feed your mind with is ultimately who you become. I know those horror flicks can be exciting, and the songs that question everything can be catchy. But in the long run, what you put into the mental filing cabinet is who you become. That's why Jesus said that your actions are a result of the treasures you lay up in your heart. Almost unconsciously, you start to act out the material you put in your heart. And just like all that junk in the grocery store is taking a heavy toll on public health, all that junk we put in our minds is also taking a toll on the general moral temperature of the nation. We're starting to excuse stuff in our personal behavior that would have horrified us just 20 or 30 years ago. Maybe it's time we all took an honest personal inventory. After all, we all have this not-so-funny sense that something is slipping in this world. And the best place to start with change is right here. And besides, a mind full of the good stuff is just a better way to live.